Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Well, you may have noticed lately on social media, a lot of people are posting pictures and videos of their gorgeous, expensive-looking European vacations. Somehow, suddenly, it seems everyone can afford it. How is that possible? That is the question, and Marianne is here with some answers, aren't you?
I sure am, Bob. Yeah, it can feel like everybody except you and me are on this dreamy vacation that's, you know, sipping Aperol on a cobblestone terrace, and everybody has a ton of time and money. But behind the filters and the perfect lighting, there's a lot more strategy, and the reality is going on, and we need to all hear about this reality.
Yeah, the answer is not that suddenly everyone has come into a ton of money, right?
Right. Well, first, some of those people that you see on social media are actually living it up in Europe because they are big time influencers who have snagged some kind of a deal, or celebrities who can afford things. But when we see regular people doing the same, it can make us a little bit jealous. And here's what's probably going on with them. All right. So I have a few things that we can think about that maybe will help us feel a little better. First of all, many people are prioritizing travel over everything else. So travel isn't always about excess. It's about the choices that you make. So many people eat out less, they drive older cars, or they skip shopping so that they can save for that one big trip.
They sacrifice something, don't they?
Exactly. We should be doing the same, by the way.
Yeah. Why don't you work on that?
Sacrificing. Okay. Also, the next one is that they are obsessive with credit card points. Boy, we really hear a lot of people talking about this, from hoarding airline miles to mastering the credit card rewards. Many people haven't paid for a flight in years. They use
Oops. And we lose Marianne there.
Versus like points. They just stick with a reliable card like Chase Sapphire. They use their rewards or sign up bonuses to get free flights, hotel stays, or even upgrades. And credit card hacking is just this whole subculture that we don't know that much about, but I am determined to learn a lot about.
Yeah, you can follow the points guy on social media. He's good.
Yeah, he's got a really cool calculator, too. Have you seen that? The calculator that tells you whether a flight is worth buying on points or not. You put both in and it'll tell you. It's
right.
Really cool.
Yep.
Yeah. So other people, well, they work while they're traveling. And we know all about this. Remote work has made these workcations possible. People will extend their business trips and they'll work remotely. And as you know, our son has been in Italy and London for the last month working full time. I think his day starts at around 5 p.m. And last year he did the same thing. Like, he spent 3 months in London with hybrid work remote. People can extend their trips or work from abroad. It's really cool. I wish I had done that when I was their age.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, the next one is they plan way in advance and they save like crazy. Some people treat their vacations like a second job. They start planning 8 to 10 months out. They work longer hours. They save aggressively to pay for the trip. And a lot of them are using these apps and flight trackers and newsletters to buy their flights for hundreds of dollars less. Plus, Europe can be surprisingly affordable in certain countries once you're there.
Yeah, especially for our son, who has friends everywhere, and they just take him in.
Exactly. And people are also strategic about the hotels. Booking the cheapest room in a fancy hotel means that you can get access to all the amenities for half the price. So, you know, other people use travel agents, which, by the way, most of them are free, or many of them are, and they get little perks like breakfast or room upgrades. So that's one thing that people do. Mm-hmm. All right. The next one is that somebody else is paying. So some people tag along on a partner's business trip, stay with family abroad or friends, whatever. We have this, you know, this friend who travels a lot, and she is always on her husband's business trips. She's nothing to do with his job. She probably barely sees him when she's overseas, but they're like in Saint-Tropez for like a month, you know? It's really pretty nice.
Yeah, nice work if you can get it.
Yeah, exactly. Also, they are doing house swaps or skipping rent altogether. So there are platforms, like I was looking at this last night, like Home Exchange. They let travelers swap homes and others sublet their apartments while they're away or plan trips between leases. That's one thing people do. Mm-hmm. Plus, there are so many side hustles out there and freelance freedom. More people are freelancing or monetizing social media, and that lets them fund their travel through content or side gigs. But remember that social media does not equal reality. The, you know, photos are curated, and behind that wine glass shot, there could be a cramped Airbnb, budget meals, tight planning, and most vacations look more luxe than they actually are.
Yeah, nobody posts pictures of arguments or problems.
Yeah, right. And then, of course, a lot of people finance their trips. They might be in debt because of their trips. Or, let's be honest, there are a lot of people who are wealthy and they can just afford these trips. So they post the most because they travel the most, but they're not the norm.
True.
Sad, so one of your best friends have been telling you about this credit card planning and hacking trick that he's been doing, and you've been asking him a lot of questions lately, Bob.
Yeah, one of my old high school buddies, they were bragging about how he only flies first class now, all because he, along with his wife, they put every purchase they have on this one credit card. So now he's Mr. Big Shot in first class.
Yeah, that's really nice. That's a super nice perk.
So anyway, Savvy Planet, let's talk about that and what recipe you've got on there.
Okay, so I have a recipe for sweet potato and zucchini fritters that I made a few days ago and that we all devoured, right?
Oh, those were fantastic. It tastes like something unhealthy, but it's healthy and it's great. It's like a potato pancake.
I know, it's like a sweet potato pancake. It's so good. It's super easy to make. And, you know, you can do it with all the ingredients that are now available at the farmers markets. Also, I wanted to mention that there are so many changes coming to our Savvy Planet newsletter. So be sure to sign up so that you don't miss out. A lot of great, fun stuff coming on the newsletter.
SavvyPlanet.com, Savvy-Planet.com. By the way, if you want to see the video of last week's conversation here, just go on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Surratt and Marciano. Let's try to scam our way into a expensive-looking vacation and fool everybody, Marianne.
Well, hey, we're going on this cruise in October. I hope that
that's right.
We can do that with all our listeners.
Yeah, we do have a scam. Thank you.
Yeah, we do.
It's 8:49.